Mato Grosso is Brazil's soy heartland. It's covered by millions of acres of industrial farms and deep green soy fields. If this year's harvest comes in as expected, Brazil is poised to surpass the U.S. and become the world's largest soy producer.
Aqui fica claro a força.
The success has helped boost Brazil's economy and brought Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff to the region to congratulate farmers in person.
Pelo sucesso e pela vitória do nosso agronegócio. Eu quero dizer para vocês, em primeiro lugar.
But in a nearby indigenous village, no one is celebrating. As the Xavante women wash clothes in a river running through their land, activist Iparici Toptiro stares up at the trees in worry. He says his protected territory is literally surrounded by soy plantations. Farmers, he says, do anything for a chunk of his forest.
Estão pressionando os caciques para não ter mais demarcação de terra.
Throughout our lands, people show up wielding false deeds to the area, he says, supposedly showing that they've paid for parcels. This is totally false. And they've begun to plant soybeans inside our lands. To be able to do this, they pay a tiny amount of money to one of our villages. And this complicates the relationship between all of us in the reserve. Dividing and conquering with trinkets, Toptiro calls it. He takes me to the edge of his land, where a bridge over a dark river separates the Xavante forests and tropical savanna from industrial soy crops. The Brazilian settlers on their side aren't allowed to get too close to the river, he says. They're supposed to respect a buffer zone, but their people have invaded our lands several times. We've contacted authorities, but no one has ever answered us. Toptiro says what most worrisome is the looming end to a global ban on soybeans grown on newly cleared forest lands. In 2006, Greenpeace spearheaded the campaign that led to the moratorium. These were Greenpeace activists protesting in a McDonald's in the UK, dressed as chickens. Much of Brazil's soy is sold as chicken feed to international fast food chains. The protests worked. About three-quarters of the global buyers of Brazilian soy agreed to reject any soy from recently converted forests. Researcher Daniel Nepstedt is with the Earth Innovation Institute, a U.S.-based NGO. He says the ban has been effective.
It's fulfilled a really important purpose, which is, you know, to have clean supply chains that didn't have deforestation embedded in them. What it means is, you know, the moratorium has eliminated deforestation in the soy harvest. It's amazing. Less than 1% of soy produced in the Brazilian Amazon today is associated with deforestation after 2006. So in that sense, it worked.
And when it ends in December, Nepstedt says he thinks forests will be little affected.
Soy hasn't really needed that much new deforestation because cattle intensification is taking place at such a pace that it's basically opening up cattle pastures that can then be converted into soy without clearing a tree.
Cattle intensification. That means getting more meat per acres of grazing land. Former cattle rancher Tom Desan agrees that getting more from already cleared lands is one of the keys to saving Brazil's forests. He shows me some typically underused farmland deep in the Mato Grosso countryside.
We have here a land to feed the cattle, but you can see that it's degraded. If we use the land that has already been worked, would not be necessary to cut more trees, because the quantity of land in this condition in Brazil is very high.
So if we could somehow take advantage of all of this fallow land and use it for grazing, we'd save a lot of trees.
Yes, sure.
A lot, but enough? Brazil does have in place complex monitoring systems to try to make sure more forest doesn't become soy farms. It has satellites, a new land registration system, patrols. But the country is huge and resources are thin. The essence of the moratorium's success was public pressure, not some government plan. With that pressure about to disappear, the fear is that big business will go back to its old slash and burn and plant ways. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Mato Grosso, Brazil.